Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, whose trust ever childlike no cares could destroy, be there at our waking and give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts, Lord, at the break of the day. Grace, mercy, and peace to each of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not sure I want to do this. I think I'd rather have you sing and have the brass and the organ play. It's been a while since I've been in this sanctuary and to hear the wonderful voices and to hear the ambiance in this place when everyone is bringing praise to the Lord is a wonderful experience, and I thank you for sharing that with me this day. The reading from Matthew. Conflict. Is there any term today that could better describe what's happening in our world? Conflict. We're only a few hours away from the last of the presidential debates, and I'm just guessing that there might be a bit of conflict involved. The conflict in Iraq. Closer to home, the conflict on the streets of our communities. And even closer to home, business and industry. And conflict in the home. Matthew says we should make peace with those with whom we are in conflict. And I'm convinced that there's no place where conflict takes a greater toll for a longer period of time than in the home. Homes are torn apart by strife, by jealousy, by anger, by all of the sins known to mankind. They roost eventually in the family. And we, as those who are called to have a strong influence upon families, have a special responsibility to make peace and to end conflict. The Apostle Paul, in the reading from Ephesians today, talks about children and fathers and slaves, and of course he had addressed wives as well. The backdrop for that, when Paul talks about how families should exist together and the kind of relationship that they should have with one another, the backdrop for all of that is what Paul says earlier in Ephesians, and that is that we are saved by grace through faith for the sake of Jesus Christ. That's the backdrop, this wonderful message of salvation by grace. And having received the gift of faith, which is indeed a gift, not something we earn, as you well know, having received that gift makes a difference in the way we live and can make a powerful difference in ending conflict. Talks about the family. What happens after you come to that realization? You've received the gift of faith. Does it make a difference in the way you live? Of course it does. And so Paul addresses individual members of the family and the community and suggests how they are to treat one another. One verse in particular that I would like to point out this morning, and that is the one that addresses fathers. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Wives are included too. Paul had already addressed them, and he says, and fathers. So it's fathers and mothers. But it's not inappropriate that Paul singled out fathers, because as we've learned in our world, and as the world should have known from the beginning of time, fathers have a very special place in the lives of their families and in the lives of their children. Why are fathers so important? Well, because children are so important. That section we heard read began with a reference to children. Children, obey your parents. Paul didn't exclude the children. Children were not those who were simply not quite ready to hear the word of God. We as Lutherans have a wonderful understanding when it comes to children. Children, at a very early age, can receive the gift of faith. And they're part of the family. They too are our brothers and sisters in Christ. Children are important. Paul addresses them. Our Savior asked that they be allowed to come to him. They were always important. And examples that Jesus used over and over again of the faith of a child and the importance of the child's influence in our lives. Children are important. That's why fathers are so important. Study after study after study has shown that the absence of a father results in long-term problems for a child. Or having a father who is abusive brings long-term results. We have this wonderful image of our Father God, chosen, I'm sure, because of the wonderful image of what a father can be. We have that in our Heavenly Father. And I pray you had it in your life, but it's not true for all the children in our world today. Fathers, spiritual leaders, those who love their children, care for them, do everything they can to make sure that they are nurtured in the faith. Fathers are so important. Mothers are too, but they don't need to be reminded as often. They seem more readily prepared to do what God calls them to do in the family, but fathers frequently need to be prodded. And that's what the Apostle Paul does for you this morning, if you are a father, or if you are one who will one day be a father, or one who will one day have an important position in a congregation where you shepherd a flock and become a father figure for the family, for the children. That role is so important. I can't imagine any task much greater than the task of leading a child in the way of the Lord. Yes, children, obey your parents, but fathers, do everything you can to make sure that the children carry on in the faith that they too have received as a gift. We fail, and I'm chief of sinners as a father. We fail as fathers so often, but we take those sins to the Lord too, and repent of them and receive his forgiveness. Our Heavenly Father is kind and gracious and merciful to us. We should do the same to our children. And what greater privilege is there than to lead them in the faith, to help them understand that they too are saved by grace through faith for the sake of Jesus Christ, and that Christ took the sins of all mankind to the cross and to the grave and rose victorious in order that they too might one day gather around that throne of the Heavenly Father. I encourage you, as fathers, as leaders in the church, to do exactly that. Fathers, you have a special responsibility. Blessings to all of you who are fathers, who may become fathers, to mothers, to all of you who will have influence in a flock of Christians. Blessings to all of you as you lead and love and inspire the children in their faith in Jesus Christ. God grant that for Jesus' sake. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.